Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Relationships. I'm your host, Natasha. I hope you all are having a beautiful, beautiful night so far, and I pray all is well with you. We're going to be talking about developing your emotional muscle. You're going to learn how to exercise your emotional muscle. Is there someone in your life, or maybe you yourself, that is going through a hard time right now because you're separated from someone that you've been with for quite some time, or maybe you experienced a recent breakup? You're feeling weak, like you cannot make it. I just want you to know that you will be able to strengthen your emotional muscle. That's what I call it. It's something that I came up with. I have this article that I have written. When did I write my article? It was about maybe a couple of months ago. And God gave me the word. This is the terminology he gave me. Emotional muscle. I know some people may be like, wow, I've been listening to this woman's show since she came on air a couple of months ago, and she just come up with the craziest things. But sometimes the things that we may seem crazy actually make sense. What we're going to do tonight is really learning how to exercise our emotional muscle. And I just want to start off by saying, if there's anybody out there, once again, and I always do this, and as you get to know me and as you begin to get familiar with my show, I'm always going to encourage all those who are weak to know that the pain that you're going through will not last forever, okay? Now, how can one develop their emotional muscle? That's what I want to talk to you about tonight. It is possible, yes it is, it is possible that you can develop your emotional muscle when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling stressed out, you're feeling like that this will never end. I'm here to let you know that it will end. You will not feel bad forever. You will not be lashing out at people because you're aggravated. You will not overeat all the time because you're thinking about the things that people have done to you, because you're still broken hearted over the relationship that just ended. You will develop and strengthen your emotional muscle, okay? But the first thing you have to do is become self-aware. That's self-awareness number one. Many of us are not aware that we are suffering. How, well, what do you mean that we're not aware that we're suffering? Not all of you out there. Ladies, hear me clearly. A lot of us are in denial. And it's not to bash anyone, but I just believe in boldness, you know, and I'm going to, as you get familiar with my show, not only you guys out there, but myself. I love to speak to myself on a daily basis, and I always say, Natasha, you are bold. God is giving you that boldness in your spirit, and the same thing that I have, I want you to have it too. I speak to myself every day and I always say, you will be bold. God is giving you boldness, okay? And the same thing that I do is repetitious. I say it over and over and over and over and over again, and I want you guys to begin to feel the same way I feel and say the same thing I say, boldness. If it's something that's going to increase and uplift your spirit, I'm there for you, and I'm going to encourage you to do it. But right now we're going to talk about self-awareness, because if you're someone and you're broken up with someone, or maybe a relationship ended in your family, you're not speaking to your sister, your cousin, your mother, your brother, or maybe it was a long-time friendship, I want you to know that you will recover from this. But you have to be aware of it. You have to be aware that the relationship that you were in with your family members, or the relationship that you was in with your partner, or the person that you split up with, you have to admit to yourself that it hurt. You have to admit that it happened. You have to become aware of these things. You have to become aware because of the situation, you started drinking. Because of the situation, you can't get out of bed anymore. You have to become aware the reason why you're bashing other people and their relationship is because yours was broken up. So, listen, this is something that we have to deal with, ladies. And many people don't speak like this. They don't talk like this because people don't really want to get to the root of the problem because they're upset that they may offend someone. And I'm not here to offend you. I'm here to help you. And sometimes tough love, I have to give it. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat this tonight because, first of all, I'm a little upset at the devil. I am a Christian, so you're going to hear me saying, you know, bashing. I call it the wicked man, the evil man, the devil. You know, I do that a lot, and I don't care about, you know, the devil. But I was trying to start my show at 9 p.m., and I had some technical difficulty. So I just want to apologize to my followers for that. And this is the reason why I'm doing this show at midnight. I just had to do it. So with that said, I want to continue because I don't have that much time and I want to, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you ladies about tonight. So we have to become aware of the things that we're doing. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to tell a friend, a family member. When you become aware of something, you can just keep that between you and yourself or between you and God, you and the universe. You have to acknowledge that if you were or are currently in a relationship and you're having problems or you have had problems, you have to say, this is what's causing me to drink. This is what's causing me to be cranky with everyone. This is what's causing me not to like certain people. This is what's causing me to be sexually active. This is what's causing me to overeat. This is what's causing me not to want to be bothered with anyone and shut myself in. You have to become aware. You have to develop that self-awareness with yourself. And that's the first key to developing your spiritual muscle. Emotional muscle, spiritual muscle. I'm going to call it emotional muscle right now because this is something that I feel in my heart that God wants me to talk about. And he gave it to me, emotional muscle. But I had some clients that I was speaking to today, and it was like, can we develop, can you talk to us about that, developing the spiritual muscle? So you guys can say spiritual muscle. However, I would like for you guys to begin to say emotional muscle because I just want you to know that being hurt, most people don't want to talk about the emotions. They go, what emotions? Emotions? No, I'm good. There's nothing wrong with emotions, the way you feel about things. The minute you say, what's going on? You having any emotional problems? Or let's talk about your emotions. Oh, no, I'm good, I'm okay. Just a little stressed out, just a little tired from work, you know, family problems. Never talk about the relationships in their lives because they are worried and concerned about other people, and we have to start living for ourselves and not live for other people. So what if people will judge us? So what if they think, they're going to think I'm weak? So what? You know who you are, and we all get weak. See, that's the thing. We're not always strong. There's times when we are weak. And it seems like when we fall down and we get weak, most of us, we shut ourselves out or we do things to mask it, like messing with multiple men, being sexually active, overeating, drinking, not liking people, putting people down. We put others down because the way we feel about ourselves. Look, I know all about that and how I used to deal with my emotions. What I would do is I would mask it by going out drinking. I'm going to even let you ladies know what my favorite drink was. And listen, it used to be, look, I'm just laughing, just thinking about it, because I always say, can I have a Long Island iced tea? And the ladies, when I was going out back then, they would tell me, what is that drink, ladies? You put the cranberry in it. You mix it with the, it was a popular drink that a lot of people would get. I think it's Grey Goose, and cranberry juice. And I would say, I don't want Grey Goose and cranberry juice. I want me a Long Island iced tea. And I just felt like when I drink that, it gives me life, and I'm having fun in that moment. See, and that's the key, in that moment. And then when the next day comes, I'll do something to try to get myself busy, and I'm thinking about drinking, if not that day, the next day, or maybe the next week. Because a lot of us think we can find our fun in partying all the time and in drinking. And I'm not judging anyone on that. But however, if you're in a situation and you are broken up with someone, or you are in a current relationship and you have a problem, don't mask it by pretending you're okay and partying so much and drinking. Because what you're doing right now is that you're not dealing with the root of the problem, and you'll never really truly experience happiness. You will not experience that fulfillment, that peace, that joy, that life has for all of us, ladies. So the first thing you should do if you want to strengthen your emotional muscle is to have self-awareness. Be real with yourself. Because this is not for nobody else, it's for you. Okay? And I just want to talk to the ladies out there. First of all, my heart goes out to all of you who are in recent relationships and you find it difficult just to get out of bed, as in part one. And then the message in my first show, as you can see, that I'm really sensitive when it comes to those who can't get out of bed, because I've been there myself and I've known others that was like that. Maybe they just hit it, but they couldn't get out of bed. They were stressed out. And my heart goes out to you all. To you listening to the sound of my voice, you listening to the show, I want you to know that everything is going to be okay. That pain will not last forever. But we have to learn how to strengthen our emotional muscle. And I'm here to give you the tools to get there. And the first thing, you have to have self-awareness. I don't care if you feel embarrassed, ashamed. Those are the natural emotions right there. Don't worry about it. But don't let it get the best of you, because you have to have self-awareness. You have to say, I'm drinking to this much because. And there's going to be all type of thoughts that come to mind, but you're going to take it step by step. It's a process. You know, that's why if you want any coaching with me, just log on to my website, tmcoaching.net, and you can see that there is my email. You can just send me an email, and I'll respond back to you at my earliest convenience. I'm here to help you, and my heart goes out to all of you who are struggling right now, but we have to have that self-awareness, okay? That's the key. You know, it's like when you see a weight in a gym and you say, I'm going to start lifting weight. I'm going to strengthen my muscle. I'm going to work on my biceps. You see it first, right? So the first thing you do is you're going to be like, okay, I see it, and you're going to go and you're going to pick it up, right? Now, just because you picked it up, that don't mean you're doing the exercise. That means you're making an attempt. You're attempting to start working out. So that's a good thing, because you grabbed the weight. You picked it up. And that's what self-awareness do. You're like, I got that. You picked up on what's bothering you. Now, with that being said, we're going to go to self-discipline, because you have to learn how to discipline yourself. And that's where a lot of people give up on, even me, myself included. And this is something that I work on a daily basis. I make sure I discipline myself in a lot of different areas in my life, whether it's in my relationships with others, with myself, staying organized, keeping up with my appointments, making sure everything is in order. I have to push myself and I have to discipline myself so that things won't be out of order. And that's what self-discipline is about. You don't want your life out of order. You don't want to keep feeling down, depressed, stressed out. You want to discipline yourself. So in other words, for you out there and you're stuck in bed, I know how that feels and you can't get out of bed right now, but I want you to know you can start disciplining your mind. You can start that thought right there. You can just get up and write something down on paper and write out how you're feeling right now. I'm feeling crappy. I feel like this. Just write it out. Because you're writing, your energy is going on that paper. It's like a release. You're releasing your thoughts onto paper, and it loses its power. All the negative energy that's within you begins to lose its power when you put it on that paper. So you're going to write it down. If you can't write it down, just begin to keep speaking it over and over in your mind, saying, I will not feel this way forever. Now, the pain is so severe, it feels like I'm saying it, and I still feel worse. I even feel even more crappy just by saying it. But when you start that pattern, you keep doing it, and you're going to start to heal. Others, if you're drinking and you're out there having a lot of sex and you're out there with a lot of different men, and I got to speak on this, and I have to speak on this because this is something that a lot of women are talking to me about. They're confessing, and I just thank God for a lot of ladies. I thank you for your honesty, and you all out there, I want you to begin to be honest with yourself, and like I said, it's self-awareness. Many women, they're hurt, and not all women, but I know women who go out there and they mess with men to feel some type of comfort. They're hurting emotionally, and they go to this man, and they sleep with the guy, and what happens is sometimes women, they begin to really like the guy who they slept with. Now, these guys may not call them, or they may just want them only for one thing. You gave it up to the guy, you know? You gave it up to him. So how could you expect this person to really respect you and like you? And you gave it up to him on the first day. You had sex with him on the first day. You didn't even get a chance to know this guy. A week or a month, I mean, and then the guys start to run over you. And let's say, okay, even though you're still seeing this fella, maybe you didn't even sleep with him, but you're doing so much for this man. You're cooking for him every 5 seconds, it seemed like. You just pick, oh, if I fix him a lot of food, or if I do his laundry, or some women give the men money all the time. I mean, these are things because you're saying, I want to do these things. You think he needs you to do these things, these men, but they actually don't. All these men want you to do is be yourself. You don't need to give so much of yourself in order to hold on to anyone. I'm going to say that again. You don't need to give so much to yourself in order to hold on to anyone. The person you need to give to yourself, excuse me, the person you need to give to is yourself. You, yourself. This is about you, not what they did for you, not what they did to you, or what you think they're going to do to you. So you're doing all these extra things for these people, whether it's your friends, family members, an ex that you was dating, trying to get them back, I mean, look, all I got to say to you ladies, and I hope I'm not sounding too stern, but I want you ladies to develop this boldness, and I want you to know that it's not your fault. So just because you see someone in a relationship and they seem happy and you're like, well, I do the same thing that she's doing, for our man, I cook clean the house and do laundry. I give my man what he wants, and he still left me for somebody else. He still is cheating on me, dogging on me. It's not you. I want you to know that because I don't want you to be walking around with low self-esteem. So many women walk around with low self-esteem, and I want you to know that is not you. I just had to say that, okay? Because you got to begin to discipline your mind, discipline yourself, and say, that's another step. Those are for the ladies who are catering to these men just to keep them instead of putting themselves first. You are unique. You are a beautiful individual. You are a woman. You are a strong woman. You ladies are filled with boldness, and I want you to bring it out. But there's some issues that each one of you are dealing with, unresolved issues. And we have to speak to ourselves and become aware, number one, self-awareness, number two, self-discipline, okay? And discipline requires for you to be faithful because and for you to be real You have to be authentic. You have to be your true authentic self when it comes to self-discipline. You can't let no one or anything or anybody get in the way when you begin to discipline yourself, okay? Which brings me to the next step, which is perseverance. Because I don't care what we do in life, perseverance to me is just so, it's a powerful, powerful, powerful word, perseverance. Because that's how we get through anything, break all habits, because we got to persevere. We got to keep driving hard. We got to keep doing it, and we got to stay on top of things. I don't care if you fall, you fell. I don't care if you fall, get back up. Get back up and do it again. We're not perfect. You messed up, so what? Do it again. Oh, I tried to do that last year, 2 years ago. Oh, I did that in the 80s. Lady, or women, if you're out there and you feel that you are over 50 or 60 years old and you messed up, it's not too late to start today in this present talent, 2013. You can do it again. Push yourself. Become aware of the reasons why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. Don't beat yourself over with. Now, I want to tell people, because people were saying, and you said it's okay to feel guilty and to blame yourself. Well, I have to clarify that. What I mean by that is that emotion will come up. It's not, don't think because it came up that something's wrong with you. When we go through things in our relationship and we break up or split up with someone, the first thing we do sometimes is be like, what did I do in this relationship? We begin to point the finger at ourselves and blame ourselves. We condemn ourselves. And that's not a good thing. So, ladies, I just want you to know that don't condemn yourself, but know that you learn from your mistakes. But I want everybody to know that this self-awareness and self-discipline and perseverance is a process. You know, so I'm here on the show tonight to encourage you. And if, like I said, if you want any type of help, log on to my website, tmcoaching.net. I'm here to help you, but I'm here also to just help you strengthen that emotional muscle, okay? I want you to strengthen that emotional muscle. I want you to live again, breathe again, and I want all of you that are feeling weak out there to know that it is not your fault. Even if a man broke your heart, stop blaming yourself. You can't keep doing that. And, ladies, we got to keep it real. A lot of us women, we need to just get together and say, you know what? It's some stuff that I've done, and I have blamed myself. I've been beating myself up over. Some of you blame others. And that's another thing. It's natural. It happens. But don't understand that you can break that cycle. We have to learn how to stop thinking that people have authority over our emotions and the way we feel. That's a big no-no right there, ladies. I used to do the same thing. I used to be like, oh, I was terrible. Later on in my upcoming shows, I will be talking about myself. I want you ladies to get a chance to know me, and I want to get a chance to know some of you ladies out there. So feel free to call me in my upcoming shows. We chat. We get to know each other. You know, I am a Christian, and I love to pray to God. However God has spoken to me, I believe, to do this show for ladies out there who is just wounded. Women out there that they're kind of confused, you know. And I was telling someone, what was that, like last year I told someone that some women who take other people's men, they're going through a lot of things that are deep-rooted in them, you know. They want the person to feel the way they're feeling, hurt, rejected, unloved. So they make moves and do things that in the long run will not only hurt other people, but it hurt themselves. So those women who, if you're out there and you know you are, if you're out there taking people, mans and husbands, this show is for you too. You ain't got to go announcing it to people. I'm not saying like, you know, this is between, you know, you and whoever else you want to tell, but this is just between you, all right? This show is just for a variety of women, you know? I want you to feel strengthened, and I want that emotional muscle developed. And I want you to know that it can be developed. So with self-awareness and self-discipline, you have to tap into that right there, because that's another issue. You have to discipline yourself. You have to want to change. You have to want to help. You have to listen to people. You have to discipline yourself. Discipline yourself. Stop drinking. I used to love to, and I don't like to say this, but I used to indulge in my Long Island iced teas. I had to stop that. I wasn't making the right choices when I was out there drinking that. But let's just say that for another show. Oh, it's a lot of other things I had to discipline myself in. My attitude, I was sending numerous text messages. Oh, my God, no, he did not just ignore my text. Come on, ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you, not all of you. Let me send another text. Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave a message. 50 million messages. Why are you doing that? Come on, Natasha. But I had to discipline myself, self-discipline. And that stuff takes a while, and it takes a process. But I want you to know that you can do it. You know, I always wanted my way. If I couldn't get my way, I used to always say, if I can't get my way, and this guy, you know, this current guy who I was messing with recently, I was messing with someone, and I said, you know what, God, is this the one for me? But sometimes those old ways back up on me, you know, so I have to discipline myself, and it's a lot of work. I'm not perfect. Yeah, I'm not perfect. I am not better than anyone else. That's why I'm here on air with you all, because we're all in this together. Disciplining myself, I do it on a daily basis. Perseverance, I do that stuff every single day. Forgiveness, I try to forgive people on a daily basis, even those who hurt me severely. It's something that we all must do to feel better for ourselves. We have to work on ourselves, you know. That's why I'm not one to judge anyone. And I'm one that keeps it, I keep it real, even and the Christian, what I call the Christian community. Let me stop. As you get to know me, you know I have a sense of humor. But even as a Christian, I keep it real. You know, I don't claim to be this Christian like, oops, holy, holy, roly, roly, never cursed, never did this, never. I don't know what I will ever do, but the only thing that I can do is keep it real. And the only thing that I want to do is do what's right for not just God, but even for people out there that is hurting and wounded, because I have a heart out there for you ladies. Okay? So what I want you to do is continue to tune into my upcoming shows. I'm going to be talking more about self-awareness, self-control, self-discipline, envy, jealousy. It's a variety of topics that I'm going to be talking to you ladies about. But the main thing is that you're going to heal. You're going to find that emotional healing, because it's times that we're going to be doing certain exercises over the phone. I would love for you ladies to participate. We're going to do breathing exercises. We're going to just do so much, and we're going to have a ball. 2013 is our year, ladies. Ladies, if you're going through any kind of emotional pain, you're going to feel so much better. Just, you got to have that self-awareness. You got to discipline yourself. Got to be persevered. Don't be judgmental towards anyone, not even towards yourself. Just work on you. All of us ladies, we're going to work on ourselves. We're not going to look at this person and what they're saying about us. So what? So what? So what? I love you all, and I'm running out of time. I love you, ladies, and remember, the pain will not last forever, and you're going to get better. We're going to be talking on many topics in my upcoming shows. Remember, boldness is within you. Love you all. Until next time, I'm Natasha signing off.